Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Nancy runs that office here, too, ladies and gentlemen, because Nancy is one of my favorite people. She's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is our intuition expert. She's one of the smartest people I know, especially when it comes to knowing when it's right, when knowing how to use our intuition. To our advantage, she's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition and Knowing When It's Right. And she's our good friend. Nancy, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's so good to be here, Jim.
Well, it's good to have you.
We're not going to count the years. We're not going to count the years that I've
been. Oh, yes, we are. I can do that.
Yes.
I have the ability to do that. In any moment now, I'll come up with a number.
Okay.
But it's good to have you here. How have you been?
I've been very, very well.
Tell the audience about your television show.
Well, for the last 4 years, I've been doing a television show called The Listening Place. And the purpose of the show is to really talk with people who are doing interesting, innovative, creative things in the world. And we talk about the inner side of that. What is it that makes life tick? What's it really all about? And how do we become better at being who we are?
Yeah. And tell them where it's available.
Well, it's on American Life Television, which goes out to about 20 million homes. It's on the it's Time Warner. Different cable stations carry it. It's Sundays at 2:30 in the afternoon. And then it's on here locally in Northern Westchester, where I live in New York.
Well, and folks, if you have, by the way, you were mentioning to me that you just interviewed Jane Goodall.
Yes, I did.
Who is the chimpanzee lady?
Yes, Wayne
the
Dyer.
The famous, and Wayne Dyer, and
James Redfield.
Yeah,
who
James Redfield.
Celestine Prophecy.
Exactly. See, these are some big name folks, so you get an idea, folks, about what kind of high quality individual Nancy is. She's rubbing shoulders with all these really cool people. And of course, then I get connected to all those people because I rub shoulders with Nancy.
That's right. There you go. That's how life works.
That's exactly right. It's good to have you here, Nancy. I know you want to talk about some more about intuition. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. And what are your thoughts today about intuition? What do we need to know?
Well, you know, here's a good example. The Celestine Prophecy, the book, you know, that sold over 12 million copies. It was translated into 40 languages around the world. That's an amazing phenomenon, right? And James, the man who wrote it, will tell you himself that the whole thing was very intuitive. That when people who say, well, intuition is just kind of flaky or it's not something substantial, that I would really invite them to think again about that. That what intuition is the intelligence that we all are tapped into, that we all have available to us, which is the information in the moment, the information about what is the most successful, responsive, loving, joyful action to take right now. And that is, when we can discern that, our life begins to go into much more of a state of flow, and we recognize what we all call synchronicities. And there's no way that we cannot be successful.
Nancy, let me stop you for a second.
Yeah.
And let's don't lose that word synchronicity, because I want you to talk to us about that in a little bit. But you rattled off about four or five different levels of emotions and feelings with regard to using our intuition. A lot of us don't slow down enough or don't spend enough time thinking about one of those things, let alone four or five of them at the same time.
I know, we don't think it's important.
I think we don't even know that those things exist and that that should be part of our day.
Exactly.
Maybe.
That we have this idea, we've been taught that the way life happens is that we make a plan and then we follow that plan and we do it.
And then react.
And then we react to whatever crisis or things that don't go right. We try to make them right. And what our intuitive intelligence is about is recognizing that, you know, no, that's only a small part of life. That actually there's this intelligence, there's this, that life is unfolding through us and with us. And we are part of the process. And the way we can discern what to do next or how to proceed with a project is through our intuitive intelligence, by recognizing the signals of rightness, the signals of success, the signals of joy. And that is what leads us.
Let me stop you for a second. Let me ask you this question. Do you think, I know people who believe that whatever the world gives them, however the world reacts to them, whatever it presents them, that that's what must be the right thing, that must be what they have to react to. In other words, if the world gives them, you know, lemons, they say, well, that obviously means that I must have lemons, and if I don't like lemons, then I must react to those lemons.
Right.
Instead of saying, wait a minute, world, are you sure you wanted to give me lemons? Didn't you really mean to give me oranges?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Stop the world and slow down just a little bit and question and ask the question, and don't let the world get away with that, so to speak.
Asking a deep question.
Yeah.
So what is it that determines that the world is giving us lemons? It's really our perception of it.
Well, but the thing is there's so many people who just take what is stuck in front of them or react to what is stuck in front of them instead of saying, wait a minute, this is not what I wanted. And I'm not and I wanted to make sure that I ask you, is this what you wanted to give me?
Well,
I know what the connection I'm trying to make with the intuition is that we ought to be intuitive about all of that and imagine that it could be something else besides what I've been given.
Well, exactly.
Does that make any sense?
It does make sense. And then I also think that intuition, you see, if we keep looking at the world as, well, am I getting what I want or not, that's quite a limiting point of view.
Yeah. And let me tell you something else.
What the intuitive mind is asking is, what is a joyful response to what is?
Well, Nancy, the thing that I guess I'm trying to say is, if you only take what the world gives you, or react to what the world gives you, you're never going to get to a place where you can be intuitive.
Exactly.
I think, because you're always reacting, you're never thinking about it. And anyway, I'm going to take a quick break. We got a special thing coming up right on the other side of these messages. It's 20 after. Nancy Rozanoff is our guest. She's the author of Knowing When It's Right.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Nancy Rozanoff, happy anniversary, baby.
That's a great song.
It's our sixth anniversary, you and me.
Well, is that it?
Today, not last month, not next month. This month is our sixth anniversary
of you
being on the show. How about that?
I love it.
You're pretty excited about that, aren't you?
I am. I think it's really neat.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Nancy?
It is, absolutely. And for you, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. That goes without saying, Nancy.
Yeah, this is your dream.
It's my dream to be.
You've done it.
That's exactly. It's my dream to be talking to you. Nancy, give us your website, please.
Okay, it's www.rozanoff, rozanoff.com. And then you can find out about the television show by going to www.thelisteningplace.com.
Thelisteningplace.com and rozanoff.com. Now, where will we find the books? At rozanoff.com?
You can find them there, yes.
Okay. Or wherever books are sold.
So wherever folks, books are sold, yeah.
I hope you'll check that out. Good stuff. And look for her television show on Sundays. And it's probably played other times of the day, too. I mean, other weeks, too.
It might be, yeah.
So check that out when you get a chance. All right, Nancy. I may have wandered us off a little of your beaten path a little bit earlier. I guess I was thinking of the people that I know who seem to not employ any intuition. And I think the reason they don't is because they don't allow themselves to be, to have that kind of a frame of mind. The world is black or white to them. It's either what I like or what I don't like, not what I would like to have. You know, if I want white and you give me black, why don't I stop and say, wait a minute, why don't we make gray with this?
Mm.
I
can see you, Scott. This is really important to you.
Get us back on track, Nancy.
Yes. So what is intuitive intelligence? That's the question we need to ask. And is it something that we need to be afraid of? Or is it going to rock our life in such a way, if we do start to pay attention to that, that we're going to feel like we're losing all of our hold on life?
Right.
And that's not true. That that intuition is the part of ourselves that can discern what is really true and what isn't, and how to respond, the joyful response in the moment. I mean, this is something that I think most of us have not been taught. We've all been taught that life is work and life is hard and mm-hmm. life is struggle. And what our intuitive intelligence is telling us is that, no, whatever you bring to whatever you're doing, if you're working really hard and suffering and hating what you're doing, the only fruit of that is going to be more hard work and more suffering. The kind of what the attitude and the approach that we bring, the quality that we bring to what we're doing, is the quality that we're going to get out of it.
Well, and the quality, I want to come back to a word that you just used. You used the word discern.
Yes.
Discerning. That word, in my opinion, is where the quality happens.
Exactly right.
Because in the discerning, you know, there's only one shade of white and one shade of black. But when you add discerning to that, when you discern what you want, you can create a whole palette of grays, can't you?
You certainly can, and you can discern even more than what you want. You can discern what is the most effective response to what's happening in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, sometimes what we want blinds us. That's one of the things that puts us in a box.
Yep.
That if we're just so focused on getting what we want, we're not going to be able to see what's right in front of us. Because all we do is see, well, but it's not what I want.
Well, see, this is similar to the way we think about the way prayers are answered. If you're a spiritual person and you pray for something in particular, and something else happens and it's not what you thought it was going to be, then you're going to be disappointed, aren't you?
Exactly right.
And it's the same thing with life. You know, sometimes you're not supposed to get what you want. You're supposed to get what, you know, this other thing over here.
Yes, and it's not even a supposed to. I mean, we could look at it that way, but that goes into a whole other realm. But the going back to your idea of prayer, you know, if you're praying and you don't get what you want, then and you're upset about that, you know, the idea there is that you're expecting God to be your slave.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That God is here to give you what you want. And the same thing is true with intuition. You know, and when you look at it that way, that's ridiculous, right? It's a ridiculous way of looking at God, that God is not here to mm-hmm. give anybody what they mm-hmm. want. And it's the same thing when we work with our intuitive intelligence.
Don't predetermine what you think your intuition should be.
Exactly. And don't get hung up on what you think you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a huge limitation. You know, I talk about the four sides of the box. Everybody says, get out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what the box has four sides, and one of them is what we want. Another one is what we know. Another one is what others want, what we mm-hmm. think others want. And then the fourth one is what we think. And those are all the ways we manage our life.
Is that one
of those things is a limitation.
Is that in the Knowing When It's Right book?
It's not, actually. It's just something recently. It's going to
wow.
be in my new book.
Okay. Can we find any of that on your website?
Not yet.
All right. Well, we're waiting on it, though, Nancy.
But they got to stay tuned. You
hey,
know?
Nancy. Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Happy anniversary, baby. We'll see you next time. Nancy Rozanoff, ladies and gentlemen, a really cool lady. 29 after, I'll be right back with Beverly Williams, another really cool lady.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.